We read Salinger and Kerouac and used language that shocked our parents and dressed, sometimes, in beatnik fashion. But we didn't think that bongo drums and a beard compared with money in the bank. We weren't rebels. We were as conformist as army worms. Security was our unspoken watchword. Most of our watchwords were unspoken, but we followed them as compulsively as a baby duck takes to water. Don't fight City Hall. Get it while the getting is good. Don't get caught. High goals, these. Great moral values. And they all mean security. Going steady, my generation's contribution to the American dream, was based on security. It ensured that Saturday night could never be the loneliest night for the week. If you went steady, competition was eliminated. But we had ambitions. Yes, sir. Stall off your draft board and get through college. Get married and get her pregnant, with both families helping you to stay on as a draft-immune student. Line up a job well thought of by draft boards, say with some missile firm. Better yet, take postgraduate work if your folks or hers could afford it, and have another kid and get safely beyond the draft. Besides, a doctor's degree was a union card for promotion and pay and retirement. Short of a pregnant wife with well-to-do parents, the greatest security